You are listening to the Double A Club, and this is your host, NY Boom, and my co-host, Big Daz. We'll be talking about trending topics and healthcare. And basically, just as a disclaimer, to just let the listeners know that this is just basically on our opinions and speculations. And I hope you guys enjoy the show. Let's start off and kick off with our first topic.
So, yeah, man. I've been fucking around with my sugar levels. So, and like for example, like I know it's hard. I can't cut out bread, but so I buy keto bread, and keto bread has 9 grams. Just 9 grams of everything. So it raised my sugar just a little bit. And a lot of people don't know, if people who are diabetic or pre-diabetic, coffee can elevate your sugar.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to tell you, they say that black coffee won't bother you.
No.
But I don't know because I don't drink black coffee.
Black coffee straight won't. Black coffee straight won't. But when you
ask who's drinking it black? I mean, I can't drink it black. I need to put a little bit of French vanilla.
I can't. That's where you kind of would go wrong, unless that French vanilla has a very low carbohydrate.
No, man. I was going wrong, bro. Because I was drinking my coffee, and I'm going to tell you, bro, it's not like in Italy where you see these guys with a little small-ass cup of coffee. That's how they do it, but that's that Mediterranean right there.
Yeah, not
we
not
do it with like a 12-ounce tassa.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, and then we do two cups.
Here's my secret to the coffee, right? I brew my coffee, and I apply soy milk or almond milk. Almond milk is very low in carbs and sugar. It has no sugar. So it's very low. I try to get the unsweetened stuff. And then the sugar that I use, because some of these sugars, they still don't have proper tests to them, and they are coming out with certain like information on how, like, certain information about some of these sugars that how harmful they can be. But I apply a pure stevia to it. I have this stevia straight from Colombia. Yes, I know I sound like Pablo Escobar right now, but I get this pure white stevia, and it's not even a teaspoon. It's like 1/8 of a teaspoon that you apply to the sugar, and it sweetens up the whole cup.
I heard a stevia. I heard that's really good.
Yeah, it's got to be pure. I have an article here about the sugar substitute and how harmful it is. Let me go over it with you, and you give me your intake on that. Because, you know, us as diabetics, we have to be careful what we eat. But a lot of stuff that the FDA approves are not safe to eat. And they're approving. And how we can control what we can take if these healthy options are not healthy. You know? So there's a sugar substitute that are coming out with certain studies, right, that are harmful to humans. And an example of this study is that an adult weighing 132 pounds, he drinks 12 cans of diet soda. And diet soda usually contains like aspartame or sucralose.
Aspartame.
So if they drink this every day, they are at high risk of getting cancer because of the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and these studies are coming from the World Health Organization. So, and now they're also having these information coming out from sugar substitutes like stevia or monk fruit, which monk fruit is technically supposed to be a healthy alternative sugar, but it's not. And the reason why is because of an ingredient that they use in those sugars called, let me try to pronounce this, erythritol. Yeah, that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. So this ingredient, they put it into the sugar, like stevia and stuff like that, and they put in the sugar and it binds the sugar and it keeps the sugar like whatever, sweet or whatever. And when you consume this sugar thinking it's a healthy option, it's not, because this ingredient causes blood clots, heart attacks, and strokes.
Mm.
We're getting the sugar because we're trying to avoid elevating that sugar because we're diabetic, but now we're in putting ourselves in potential risk of getting blood clots, heart attacks, and strokes.
Exactly my point, you know, man.
So yeah. I buy a pure stevia from Colombia, pure white Coke, yes. And that's what I use on my coffee, you know. And I read my labels. The milk I try to buy almond milk or soy milk because they're very low in sugar. And I use that. That will elevate, like if I consume that and I have two slices of keto bread, my sugar will only go up to 169, 165, 170. That's it. I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
I tested it
on my Libre 3, so I know exactly what I'm talking about with that.
Yeah.
So here's the question, right? So when you was talking to your doctor friend, right, and he told you you're diabetic, what were the emotions running through you when he said that to you?
Well, when he told me, hey, listen, man. Your A1C is up there. Right now, you're pre-diabetic. If you pass 6.5, you're leaving pre-diabetic into diabetic. So, immediately, I'm somebody who stresses the little things in life. And I got to be honest with you. I mean, we got to be transparent. When you tell me that I have a 6.3 A1C and that I'm at risk, and it's a red... It's the only thing red. My cholesterol level was dramatically low, and the A1C was high. That was the only thing that I ever struggled with is my A1C. When he told me that, I felt like a failure. Like I felt like I was wrong. I felt like I was sorry to myself. Like I felt like, what am I doing? Like I felt inadequate. I felt like low self-esteem. My stress went up. My mind was boggled, and I felt like I have to fight this. Mm-hmm. And like I said, man, it's not like hitting the bag. It's way difficult, way more difficult than learning how to, you know, hit a reflex bag or you know, a heavy bag. It's way more difficult, man, because there's so many moving particles. You know, it's your sleep. You got to get 8 hours of sleep, a minimum of 6 hours. You gotta have love in your life. You know, if you don't have any love in your life, that's not gonna help your A1C because, you know, you're struggling. Your body is tense. You gotta be relaxed, you know. You gotta have love in your life. The love helps you out with the acid reflux, helps you out with stress. And just in general, It really bothered me, man, and I gotta be very straight up with you. Like it's been on my mind, and it's been consuming me for over a decade.
Yeah,
I want to say. I feel like I'm at the point of no return, but I feel like I can't put up the white flag yet. So that's why, like, every now and then you see me post something like, "Hey, I'm fighting diabetes." I'm you know. And that's just me saying, hey, I don't have diabetes right now, but I feel like I have diabetes with pre-diabetes. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah, I got
just
you.
With pre-diabetes, I feel like I'm diabetes awareness. I want to go to the walk. I want to go to the march. You know, like I want to wear the T-shirt because it really means something to me to help. If I can help somebody else who might be eating a banana a day. Like, I was eating a banana a day my whole life.
Yeah.
Up until 5 months ago. Yeah, I don't eat a banana a day no more. Yeah. Because the banana is not helping me.
No.
You know what I mean? So now I know I gotta eat papaya. I gotta eat more beef.
And that's stuff that us people like in the Black and Hispanic community, we have to learn because we don't know. We're not educated.
Yeah, because we're eating with our parents. Like, another thing, check this out. You go to a family function, and you know that people make fun of you if you don't eat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you right now, you go to especially Puerto Rican, Dominican, like, you go to some of these family functions, I don't eat meat no more. I haven't eaten meat, I want to say, damn, how long have you eaten meat? Almost a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say I haven't eaten meat for 7 years. Because I got to think about it. I got to ask my wife. Because we should stop eating meat together. We're pescatarian. So we eat a lot of seafood. Or you can't eat seafood every day.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with the mercury. So, mm-hmm. So we go to a family function, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Cuban, whatever. Because, you know, we represent three flags. So we go into all these different family functions, and people are like, oh, you're not going to eat penne? And I'm like, no, I don't eat penne. Yo, you're not going to eat some of this rice? Yo, we got this potato salad. And now you start to feel ostracized. You start to feel like you think you're better than everybody. Now people looking at you like you're pheno, like you're goody two-shoes or whatever. And they don't understand, hey, man, I don't want to get diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem representing my flag. I just don't want diabetes. Yeah, so I can't eat the Malta. I can't drink, I'm sorry. I can't eat the pan and then drink the Malta. And then the palcha, the chinola, whatever you want to call it. I can't do the bread, the cinnamon rolls that my sister-in-law makes. She brings them to the house. She's not trying to kill me, but she's bringing it to the house as a form of gesture, like love. But I can't eat it.
Yeah.
And it hurts.
You know what? When I go to those functions, I just let them know, hey, I'm diabetic. I can't eat that. You know that. So I'm just not going to touch it. Or I may take a little bit, very little bit. That's another thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I think another thing is that we struggle with portion control.
Definitely.
Yeah. We don't know
mountains how to portion control.
Yeah. Mountains
of food. Yeah.
So I had to learn that, too.
And mind you, I don't drink. Never drink liquor. Like, I've never been into smoking. Never did none of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And some doctors will tell you, yo, you might need a drink. You know, like, or some doctors will say, yo, man, you might need to do one of those things. Because what happens is, everything has to be leveled. You know, the stress level can increase if you don't find an outlet. And some people's outlet is drinking. Some is...
Yeah.
Marijuana, some is coke, some is sugar, and the way I'm looking at it is, you know, like everybody has something that they're fixated to, but at this point, I can't be fixated to any of those things. Anything that's gonna, you know, turn my sugar or get my sugar to go up, it's something I got to just stay away from. And like I said, man, it's tough, you know. And that's why we both have that same passion. We, you know, we both have the same common knowledge about the topic at hand, which a lot of our friends don't know. You know, a lot of people don't know what an A1C is.
Yeah, that's like again, it goes by education. A lot of us are not educated on it. I didn't know about A1C until I got it.
Me neither.
You know what I'm saying?
Me neither.
I was well in my 40s before I found out what the A1C meant.
Mm-hmm. I found out at 35, because that's when they started hitting me up and saying, yo, your A1C is a little high. And that's the same time that I was working on my graduate studies, so I was stressed out. I had a panic attack. I had a panic attack in my life at that time because I was with I had a hectic life. I was doing a lot of different things, man. Like, I was driving. I was doing a limo service. I was working at the hospital. I was dating a lot of different women. And I say that in retrospect, you know, I'm not saying that I'm bragging about it. I'm just saying that that's what it was, but it wasn't helping me. So if anything, I'm doing the opposite. With that, it can help you, you know, with the stress level, but then at the same time, you're stressed. Because if you have dating multiple partners, you know, then it's like helping you in a relaxing way, but then it's also stressing you out because you have a lot of different, you know, feelings going around, different people, different stuff. So life is not easy, man. Like, it's a lot of different things, but we definitely have to have something that we do that releases the endorphins and releases stress. And like you said earlier, and like I was saying earlier, my thing is I love playing basketball and I love to go to my basement, box, work out. It helps me out. And sometimes I tell my wife, you got to give me 30 minutes you know, like, give me some time away from you. You know, and I say that in retrospect to my wife. I'm just saying, because we love each other so much. But sometimes we can't watch that movie for 2 hours. That sometimes that we have to give a break to each other. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. And, man, April 15th, man. I can't wait to check to see if it went down.
Well, it definitely will go. It's definitely going down, man. You continue doing what you're doing, right? Just understand that it's a slow process. It's not going to jump. It's not going to do leaps and bounds, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, I was at 13. Right. I was above 13.
Yeah.
It took me 7 years to get down under 7. So it's,
look at that,
it's a challenge. It's a challenge. So, but yeah. So you've been fighting this diabetes for 15 years, right? And I know one of the big catalysts is the weight, you know, and I know that now a lot of diabetes management are trying to focus more on weight management because it's more effective than the medication if we can drop the weight, you know, and something that's going through the whole medical community, you know what I'm saying? They're discussing quality of sleep, you know, because a lot of diabetics suffer from sleep apnea, and it's because they're over 200 pounds. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, mess up your breathing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mess up your breathing, and, you know, sleep quality is big, you know what I'm saying, for someone to fight the diabetes or to prevent diabetes, you know? So, in your travel of between your 15 years ago when you first found out, so now, explain to me that gap in the middle on how you got to where you are now. You know, and I know one of those things, one of the big crucial parts of that is also having a partner who is supportive with you on this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she is going through this trial with you. You know what I'm saying? Because if she's not, you're gonna be failing almost every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
She cooks that rice. She cooks that bistec on she fries that bistec. She cooks that rice every day. You're like, oh, you're trying to eat healthy. You're gonna eat healthy 1 or 2 days, but then that third day, that rice and bistec is right there. I'm going to have some. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? I'm tired. You know, so, like, it's very important to have a partner that is supportive and also is going through this trial with you. So, that gap from 12 years ago to now, like, tell me that trial, that walk that you had.
Well, a lot of times people, they check themselves every year.
Mm-hmm.
I check myself every 6 months. And sometimes I feel like I'm wondering if that's doing better for me, because the anxiety of checking yourself can also stress you out and mess up your levels. But let's just say that that's not the case. In the interim of all of this that was going on, I was just being mean, like just trying to eat right and doing different type of diets. I did the no sugar at all for 3 months. And it wasn't good for me because it had me sad, had me stressed out, and it had me getting headaches with the no coffee. I did no sugar, no honey, nothing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't good. And so in other words, the whole 15 years I tried different things.
Yeah, you gotta find what's right for you.
Yeah. So it's been one of these missions of just trying to find that pocket. And I'll be honest with you, I can't even tell you that I think this is the pocket either, the last 5 months I've been doing, because it's been very strenuous without having to have rice, you know what I mean, or a lot of the bread, or even the bang with butter. Mm-hmm. I mean, butter is not an issue, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I did my research, they say that, you know, butter's okay. Eggs is okay. Say it again?
Yeah, butter is okay as long as you don't have cholesterol issues.
Exactly. So I've been doing so many different things from then till now,
mm-hmm.
and it's been a roller coaster, 6.2, 6.0, 6.3, 5.9, 6.2, 5.8, 6.1. So I just want to, you know, bring you there so that way you can see where I'm coming from. Yeah, in the last decade, it's been up and down stock market. Like, but close though. Nothing too dramatic and nothing, definitely nothing low. I can't tell you I ever been under 5.7 in the last, I don't want to say in the last 15 years, but I don't remember seeing 5.5.
Okay.
I don't remember that. But at this very, very point right now, I think I have way more knowledge now than I ever did because I'm on the YouTube, you know, like I'm looking at the YouTube. I'm you know, finding out that onions are supposed to be good for us. That cinnamon is supposed to be really good for us. You know, the olive oil helps us. Like certain things I'm finding out, certain, you know, you gotta have spinach, broccoli, asparagus, a lot of those greens are, you know, help. And popcorn. Yeah. They say that popcorn is supposed to be one of the best snacks.
Popcorn is my go-to snack, bro. Popcorn is it. It is low in carbohydrates, doesn't have any sugar, and it's somewhat fulfilled. It's just for a snack. Popcorn is great.
I'm also doing dark chocolate, 100% chocolate.
Yeah.
For the most part, chocolate. I try my best to get 100% chocolate. It has no sugar.
Yeah, stay away from the milk chocolate.
Very bitter. Say that again?
Stay away from the milk chocolate.
Yes. So I don't do milk chocolate. I only do a little bit of dark chocolate every now and then, nothing crazy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just to get back to what you said, it's just been up and down, up and down.
But you've been consistent right here around that. You've been consistent in that zone. You've been consistent in that zone. So you've been, you're heading the right direction. It's just that when you see the next blood work, you falter back, you know what I'm saying? Or you try to change up. You need to stick to the one, that system that you're doing that brings you down, that continues to bring you down, you know what I'm saying? And again, when you get this blood work, because the reason why I'm saying this, I get blood work every 3 months, you know? You can't.
That's what I'm doing now.
You can't let those numbers affect you. You just got to take it and be like, okay, that's where I'm at now. This is how I can improve. You know what I'm saying?
I forgot to tell you too. Let me tell you this. I've been 200 pounds in the last 15 years, like decades. Oh, okay. Like I've been 200 pounds.
I'm guessing you're not 200 pounds now.
No, well, right now, I'm at 187.
Congratulations.
So I'm flirting with 187, 188.
Mm-hmm.
187. I weigh myself every day. I don't know if you weigh yourself every day.
No,
I weigh myself every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I weigh myself every day. It's just a little bit of a.
Yeah.
No, I'm not glad you're being honest.
I'm not a man of scale, but yeah, I weigh myself every now and then, but not. I'm not a man of scale. I don't like to measure off those numbers. I like to measure off of how I feel and then how the blood work is going down, you know? So
now look at that. I got access to taking my test.
Yeah.
And I know that the way you poke yourself.
Well, they have also the CGM, Nexcom and Libre. I like the Libre 3. Libre 3 gives you real live blood readings.
So, I need that.
Yeah, you need that. But the only thing is, it's goddamn expensive. But it's just real live readings. You know what I'm saying? So you have that on you, and it'll give you, you can eat something right now, it'll give you a reading 1 minute later, it'll give you a reading 20 minutes later, it'll give you a reading an hour later. You don't even have to check it. It's just going to keep reading as long as it's still active. It's still on, you know? So it'll read you 24 hours. Even while you're sleeping, it'll read you. I set my CGMs to limit. So I set my thing to 170 highest, and it'll alert me when I get to 170 or I'm reaching 170, and then I know what I ate. I should not eat, or it's okay to eat that, or whatever, because of how my readings are.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Double A Club. Listen to us next episode to continue this topic. If you want to reach us on the email, it's doubleaclubpodcast@gmail.com. Catch you on the next one.